Okay, we're on Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Achas, Achas, Va'achas. The Tana Rabbanan. Achas, Achas, Va'achas. Achas v'shtayim, Achas v'sholos, Achas v'arba, Achas v'chomish, Achas v'sheish, Achas v'sheva. Divrei Meir. That's how Meir says that the coin Godel counts the hazals. The first one lamala, and then sheva lamata, and he includes the echad lamala in each time he counts the sheva lamata. And he first counts the one lamala, and then the one lamata. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achas, Achas v'achas, Shtayim v'achas, Sholosh v'achas, Arba v'achas, Chomesh v'achas, Sheish v'achas, Sheva v'achas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the opposite. He counts the new one first, and then in the end remembers the other one. V'lo plige, Marka Asri, Marka Asri, that's the way they counted in Rabbi Yehuda's place, that's the way they counted in Rabbi Meir's place. Rashi says sometimes they mention the Prat first, and then the Klal, right? Esrin the Echad, and sometimes Echad the Esrin. Or sometimes the bigger number, sometimes a smaller number. It's another way that we've shown them learn here what the Shaila is. And by Gittin is a Shaila, how you mention the date. Right? Esrin the Echad Yom, or Echad the Esrin Yom. And some say that by days it's one way, and by years it's a different way. Lamaisa, all of this is not Ma'akev. And the Iker is that he has to count. But even that, the Rishonim say that B'dieven, if he didn't count anything, it's okay, as long as he made the Hazals. Right? And we'll see in 1 second why he has to count L'chatchila, mentioning the one Lamala with all of the other ones that the Gemara is going to speak about. The Kulei Alma Mias, Hazor Rishon Tzricha Minyan, Im Kolachas V'achas. You have to count the first one constantly when you're doing the other ones. My time, Rabbi Lezer Omer Shlo Yita B'Hazos. Shouldn't make a mistake. He shouldn't think that the first one, what's it called, was the first of the seven. So that's where he makes achas, and now achas, the achas, achas ishtayim. So he knows that the seven he's counting separately from the first one. He doesn't mix up the first hazal with the other ones. What's the reason that he has to count the first one with each one? The Blesser says, Shalo yita b'hazal, should make a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn from the pasuk, since it says the extra word yazeh. So it means that you have to count the first hazal with all the other hazals over and over again. What's the difference between them? Right? If you didn't count and you didn't make any mistake, if the whole reason is you shouldn't make a mistake, it's fine. But if the whole reason is a pasuk, then lechatchila at least, not ma'akev, but lechatchila you missed out on this mitzvah of counting. Okay, Zurashi. Marki Asrei, the Asrei Rav Meir, Moni Minyan Klau Tchila, V'Achrikach Prat. In Rav Meir's place, they counted the Klau first, and then the Prat. Okay? Kigon Esrim V'Achas, Esrim Ushtayim. And therefore, first you count the Achas, and then the other Achas. Then the Shtayim, then the Shalosh, or whatever. Those are the Prat. The Klau was the first one. It was only one. Ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda Prat Tchila, Shtayim the Esrim, Sholosh the Esrim. Others learn that in the place of Rav Meir, they used to count the smaller number first, and then the larger number. That has to do with Prat and Klal, that has to do with smaller and larger, and the opposite in Rabbi Yehuda. Shalo Yiteh, Shalo Sholosh bin Asayim, Losis Libol Aminin, Shalo Yiteh. Right? This way he always counts the first one, he has time to think about what the next one's going to be in the Hazals of the seven. And others say, oh, they shouldn't make a mistake and count the first one as belonging to the other ones. Limid al-hazog, siva chuka li'kuva. Rashi learns that it's ma'akiv taka. It says chuka, and this includes this also. But l'maisa l'halacha, it's not like that, it's not ma'akiv. Okay, go on. Yotza v'inich v'alkein hazov shebehechel. He went out and put that, what's it called, on the golden stand in the Heichal, the blood of the par, and then he took the blood of the Sa'ir, and did the same thing, Lifnai v'Lifnin. Tznan Hossam, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lohoyu Shofers, Lekine Chova, Bifnei HaTaruvos. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though there were 13 different pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash for various things, various monies, there was no shofar for Kinei Chova, because Kinei Chova, one comes as an Ola, and one comes as a Chatos.
and therefore we're afraid that you get mixed up between the Chatos and the Ola, and therefore people brought it directly, they couldn't put it in the Pushka. And there are only Pushkas for things that you didn't have to be there when the Korban was brought. So the Kohanim brought the Korban for you, things that needed smich, obviously, they couldn't have a Pushka for it. But Kinei Chova, you didn't have to be there. There was no smicha on those birds. But any time there was a Chova and there was a Chatas and an Ola, we were afraid that they mixed them up. See Rashi. Loi shofar slakinei Chova. Shofar losish latocho mos. Mishol of kain Chova shal zav. Vizav of yoledes. Or metami mikdash. These are the people who have to bring a Chova of one Ola and one Chatas birds. A zav or a zav or a yoledes. Or a person who's metame mikdash. Kishem shayim shofers l'kein nadova. There was a pushka for kein nadova. Somebody wanted a nadiv and ola. There are only olas. There was a pushka to put money in, and the kohanim would bring olas from that. Kishem shayim shofers l'kein nadova. At the time of kam b'shemaisim, the kohanim lokim b'mos kinyan makriven osa. And the kohanim would use the money and bring those olos for the person who was menadiving. So for a Cain Nedava there was a Pushka, but not for a Chova. Why? Mipnei Taruvas. Because we're afraid to get mixed up. What does that mean? Taruvas Chova ben Nedava. So Omer of Yosef, Mipnei Taruvas Chova ben Nedava. The problem was that they were going to mix up the Chova with the Nedava. Rashi, Mipnei Taruvas Chova ben Nedava. Shemi Yischalif Shofar b'Shofar. They would get mixed up between the two Shofros. They had one Shofar for Cain Chova Olos, and the other one for Cain Chova Chatos. Couldn't put the money together, right? So they had to put it separately. So they would get mixed up between the two shofros. The Yaakov Imo Shofar Achova Nedava, or Mishal Nedava Chova Vetitzel. And they'll get mixed up between the Ola and the Chatos, and between the Nedava and the Chova, and you'd be makriv the Nedava as a Chova, as a Chatos, which is possible. Shachova achas lechatos veachas laola v'hanedava kulan olos. The ain maisa ola maisa chatos shovin. And the way you make an olos haof and a chatos haof are completely different. One's above the chutas sikra, one's below. So therefore, in order they shouldn't get mixed up, they didn't have a shofar bechlal. If you had a chova, you brought your korban directly. You didn't put it in the pushka. And this way, there was no shaila. The shofar that was there for what's it called for nedava was only olos, only nedava, no problem. Mar says, Omerle Abayu, the Navitre, the Nichtov Alayu, Hai Dechova, Hai Nedova. Right? Why don't we just make two pushkas and write on them? Which one's Chova, which one's Nedova? See, we'll mix them up. It's clearly written which one's the Chova, which one's the Nedova. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva, Rabbi Yehuda was not somech on the writing. That even with the writing, they could still mix them up. Less like Siva, ain't somech in Malkach. We don't rely on the writing. The zim and the lavadatayu liyuna b'ksava. Sometimes they just don't look and see what's in front of them. So therefore, in order to avoid the mix-up, even if it would be written on one, they didn't have the extra shofar. Tisnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayosham elakein echad bivad. And we have a raya from here, right? There was only one golden stand to put the blood of the par and sa'ir on consecutively. There wasn't two. Trey, my time alo. Why didn't they make two? Be easier, instead of having to hold one of the dam all the time, and put one down and take the other one off, right? Why didn't they just make two kinim, like the Chachamim hold? There were two. He put down the dam of the par, and the dam of the Seir was on the other one. So why weren't there two? Lo mishum de mechalfe, because we were afraid that we'd get mixed up, right? The Navid Trevelicht of Elayu, so why didn't he write one Dam HaSoyer and the other one Dam HaPar? And then he wouldn't get mixed up. Right? High Par, high the Soyer. And the Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. What's it called? Elamai. You see, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on writing. And therefore, better not to have two, so you can't mix them up. You always know which one's in your hand, right? And to put them two down and then to come back out and remember, was the right one the Soyer or the right one was the Par? And writing on it's not going to help. See Rashi. Mishum the mechalfi, he ordered tray meiniach mizrik hasoyer al zev shel par al zev. There were two. You'd put down the dam of the par on one, and then take the dam of the soyer off the other one, and then when you came back out, you put the dam of the soyer back on its cane and take the dam apart. Ukshabola kachas es dama par pa maim shenet pa mim shenet chaliflo. The note was that you say we're afraid that if there be two, you take the wrong one. Hilchah ki leker elachad lo manachai ad shakel hai. You don't put the other one down till you take the other one. So in the nele, you know which is which. They're both in your hand. And into ha'avodos kesidra. In this way, you don't make a mistake, and everything is done in order. Shel soyer achar par bifnim. First you do the par bifnim, then the soyer bifnim. Shel par acharim behechol, then the par behechol, and the soyer behechol, and then you mix them together, and you do both bloods together on the mizbeach ha'zohav. Okay, meshve. So now we've established, both from the avod of Yom Kippur, and from the shofros in the Beis HaMikdash, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't rely on writing, okay, of identifying the things, and therefore he didn't have two, he shouldn't get mixed up. Meshve. There were 13 different pushkas in the Mikdash. And written on each one was what it was for. Taklin Chadatin, New Shkolim, Taklin Asikin, Old Shkolim, Kinin, the Gozli Ola, the Eitzim, the Volna, the Zov, the Kaporis, Kinim, were Chatos, Gozli Ola, were Torim, Gozli Ola, were Bnei Yona. They all were olos. Eitzim, Lavona, somebody was menadiv Eitzim, he put money in this, they bought wood from it. Lavona, they bought from that pushka. Zohav le kaporis, Rashi says, is Zohav to make kaporis over here. It doesn't mean the kaporis on the Arab. It means klishoris are called kaporis. And the Rambam and Rashi and Tmura also says, it means literally. They gave the money to Beder Kabayis to fix up the kaporis. Sometimes they had to repair the gold on the kaporis. I don't know what happened to it, but in any case. The Shishal and Nedava, and six extra ones for Stam Nedava. People made a Nedava that whenever the Mizbeach was not being used, they would bring what's it called, Olos, for Kitza Mizbeach, like a dessert. Now it explains, Takle Chavitzin, Elu Shkolim Shal Kol Shana V'Shana. The new Shkolim were the Shkolim that were brought, what's it called, for that year. And they made a Harama three times a year from those Shkolim. Somebody who didn't bring a shekel last year made it up this year, but it didn't go anymore for Karbonis Sibur, it went for other things. Kinim hen Torim. Kinim were Torim, pigeons. Gozli Ola hen Bnei Yona. And the other ones were, what's it called, were doves. The Gozli Ola. The Kulan Olos, the Rebutin. The Or were Olos, because they didn't have a shofar for Chova, for Chatos. But you see that what's it called, the Reb Yehuda is Somech on Tziva. There were 13 things. They had to identify them. Don't have any pushkas. Bring your money directly. They obviously relied on pushkas. Then they didn't get mixed up because it was written on it. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is Somech and Ksiva. So then why, by Chova and Nedava, he held there wasn't a different shofar? Can't be because he didn't rely on the writing. And why wasn't there two Kenim by the, what's it called, by Avodah of Yom Kippur? You see, make two, put one Seir, one Par, and you'll rely on the writing. That's the Kashi. See Rashi. Taklin Chaditin, Al Ha'echa Taklin Atika, Atikin Al Shein. That's one was written Taklin Chaditin, and the other one Taklin Atikin. Kinim Al Ashlishi, Gozli Ola Al Rvi, Eitzim Al Hamishi, Lavona Al Ashishi, Zov the Kaporos Al Ashvi, the Shisha Yakosavale Nadovan. Six more that was just said Nadovan. Taklin Chaditin, Elishkom Shal Koshana Vishana, Misha Ol Lahavi Shikle Shana Zu, Shaloe Vim Ba'adar. Somebody who didn't bring his shekel in Adar has the whole year to bring it. Mithian Kosha Shirtsa. The notion of the shofar shall takli chadit. He puts it into that shofar. Right? If he didn't bring it in Adar, so he brings it later. And then there was farther away places that came later lechatchila. The Gizbarim notion of some belishka. And the Gizbarim then would put it in the special lishka where they kept the money of the shkalim. Vitamin Mehem, and from that lishka they were touring three times of the year. Shalosh Tkufas and Prusa Pesach. Right? Before, 2 weeks before Pesach, Uveprusa Atzeres, and before Shavuos, Uveprusa Chagah, before Sukkos. Yishkol Lashon Abba, and somebody who didn't bring a shekel last year, brings it the next year as a makeup. The Noson, the Shofar, Shal Takla Natikin. He puts into the Shofar that says, Old Shkolim. The Gizbarim Noson, also the Shiore Lishka, Shal Ishtokin. And the Gizbarim put it into the Lishka that of the leftovers from the year before. Whatever wasn't used the year before goes into a separate Lishka. And the ones that were not brought the year before and brought now as a makeup go into that same Lishka of leftovers from the year before. Shemehem Boni Chom Asair, that wasn't used for Karbonis, that was used to build the walls of the city, Umigdalo Sehok and Islam Mishkolim. Kinim Ein Torim, Imo Shebo Ein Lochim Ela Torim. From this pushka they only bought pigeons. Kulan Olos, Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, the Amr Loha Yishofer Sekine Chova. Rabbi Yehuda says that all of the pigeons and the Bnei Yonah were used for Olos. Nidav. Nothing was used for what's it called a Chova Chatas. The Eitzim Ulevona, the Zov Lekaporis, the Fort Meshot, the Fort Meshot, the Shkolet. The Gemara explains what's Eitzim, a Mesnadin Eitzim, no Simbos, no Shofer. The Lo Yivchos Mishne Gzirim, he has to give the amount that you would buy two logs. That's the minimal Nidava of a, what's it called, of Eitzim. So you put that amount in the Pushka, and then the Kohanim bought wood for the Mizbeah from that. The Mesnadin Levona, maybe Mos, and also into Shofer Levona. The Lokrim named Levona, Maktir and Osan. And then when somebody wanted the knot of Lavona, so he put money in this pushka, they bought Lavona from that one, and they were mocked on the Mizbeach. Nidav al Mizbeach Achitzo. Zov the Kaporis, Hamishnadid Zov, no same Mosato Shofar, the Lokamim Zov the Klishori. Somebody wanted him to give gold, so he put gold coins in this thing, and or pieces of gold, and they used that to make Klisharis. The Hein HaMizrakos HaKruyim Kipore Zohav, the Ezra, the Divrei Hayomim. The klisharis are called kiporei zohav, so that's why they're called kaporos, kaporos. The shishal and nedava locates a mizbeach, and six for nedava, when the mizbeach was idle, they would bring karbanos to keep it busy. Lases l'tochen mo, shalachem mikol haroz, shal mosar ashamos v'chatos, shishaniru behem yira v'yimkro v'yipul davim in nedava. Where do these nedavas come from? Mosar, asham, and chatos. Some of them died, had to die, and some of them, yira achistavu, right, you let them pasture till they get a mum, then you sell them, and the monies they generate, you bring an ola, a nedava, l'kitsa mizbeah. So that's where these come from. So anybody who had an asham that had to be roeh, right, asham shekipru ba'aleho, or shemesu ba'aleho. So the halacha is, you let it get a mum, you sell it, the money that it generates, you put into this pushka, and when the mizbeach was idle, they would buy korbanos and put them on the mizbeach, on the dava. The parent baster menachos, shisha shofos, can they get shisha bati avos? Why were there six for the dava? Because there were six bati avos of each week. There was a mishmar made up of six different bati avos, and each one worked a different day of the week. So, shikvichol mishmar o mishmar. Vichol echad echad makarish shalyomo. Everybody knew which shofar was miyuchad for their day, for their beisav. Imhaya mizbeach batel biyomo, if the mizbeach, there was nothing doing, it was an idle mizbeach on that day that this beisav was oved, she'ein ish mevi korbanos, lochin b'nei beisav mos shofar shalohem, v'lochin me'olos, they would take out of that pushka that was theirs for that day, right, money, buy olos, and be mocked with them on the mizbeach. The who kitsa mizbeach? That was like the dessert of the mizbeach. Shma mino mihas, Rabbi Yehuda is like Shiva. You see from all of this that legabe everything else, Rabbi Yehuda is somech on that it's identified by writing what it was. Otherwise, we're afraid that everything's got mixed up. Don't rely on any pushkas. Diktani v'haya kosavaleh. It says it was written on it, and we were somech on the fact that you take from the pushka what it was written and use it for that. So why we're back to the kasha? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda have a shofar for Kinei Chova? Why was he afraid to get mixed up? He wasn't afraid any of these other things would get mixed up. And the Mela, why did you need a Khan for Seir and Par right on it? We're not afraid this would get mixed up. Okay, we'll get to it tomorrow.
What? Would the Tanakhama that argues in the Mishnah also argue over there?
By what? That Chova, yeah, only Rabbi Yehuda also wasn't a thing for Kinei Chova. The Chachamim held there was a thing for Kinem and Kinem, what's it called? Kinem, and which they didn't hold. The Kohen has to put it on the Mizbeah. But Bein Arbaim, it says, V'orchu, no, it says, what's it called? It doesn't say Kohanim. It says, what's it called? Al Ho'etz, I don't know what the Pasuk is. But by Bein Arbaim, it doesn't mention a Kohen. By Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, even though by Shachris it says that the Kohen, the one Kohen who puts the Gizrei Eitzim on the Mizbeach Shachris is a Kohen. By Bein Arbaim, where it says two, right, It says Orchu, but it doesn't say. But that pasuk going on the chakras again. But Bein Arbaim, it doesn't say Kohen. Mara says Lo Sokadaita. The lonely boy is Sidr Gzirim Kohenim. There's no Havamina that Sidr Shnei Gizri Yetzim by Mincha doesn't need a Kohen. Because we have another pasuk tells me you do need a Kohen. Midiyitzrich Lemute Holachas Yetzim Mechlau Sidur and Boy Kohen. A Zohar can bring the Yetzim, but obviously he can't be Mesader them. Holachas Yetzim Lo Boy Kohenah. The high Kohen, the Siba Holachas Yvarim Al Karchich Lemute Holachas Acheris Boy. The Kohen, it says by Holacha, bringing the pieces, the Evarim, right, is Mamayat, a different halacha. What other halacha is they're bringing the wood? The Ila Gufe, Lo Itzrich, the Hashmina Mikabola, the Evitzguna. You don't need to tell me that the Kohanim have to bring the pieces to the Kevesh because that's after Kabbalah. And that's the Gufa Korban. The Aruch Ulamali Dixiv Bohen Kohen, Lemute Hefshepeni Tua. Kahuna, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Va'archu lamali. So why does that to say va'archu b'nei Aaron haKohanim, right? Es hanisachim, right? Must be to tell me that hefshif and ituah don't need a kohen, because you can't be mamayit anymore shnei gizri yetzim, because we have a pasuk that says b'feirish that shnei gizri yetzim needs a kohen. So what's left to be mamayit? Hefshif and ituah. The one that we know, the one, this is the Orkum Neokranus and the Sochim Sarosh Vesapater. The one above. The one that we thought would be Mamayit Shnei Gizri Yetzim. Now that can't be Mamayit that, so it must be Mamayit Hefshevani Tuach. The Gra takes out the next few words. Ve'en Mahachinami Legufei. He has what's it called, also, Ella, the Hikdra Koinus Akola Mayosa. Okay, all this is not here. Rashi also Mashma didn't have this either. Okay, so how do we read this? Gemara says, "What's it called?" My Osel Mute Hashitu Hikmi Vakoinus Hakolam is Beicha. The Gra takes all this out. It doesn't make sense because we don't need. We already learned now. Hefshif and Ituach. We don't need another pasuk for it. The Hikri Vakoinis Akolam is Becha, Zu Holachas or Ivarim Lakevish. Okay, now we said before that the Hikri Vakoinis Akolam is Becha means that he brings the Ivarim close to the Mizbeach, means he puts it on the Kevish, and then from the Kevish they put it on the Mizbeach. Why does that to say Kohen over there? Zu Holachas Ivarim Lakevish, Holachas Ivarim Lakevish, who the boy Kuna. Halachaseitzim lo boy kahuna. Hasidr shnei gizrei yetzim boy kahuna. Okay, so we learn from here that, like we said before, that a non-Kohen can bring wood to the Mizbeach, but he can't be Masada the shnei gizrei yetzim. Vinosnu legufei, v'orchu shnayim b'nei Aaron, shnayim ha-Kohanim, shnayim lamadnu l'tlesh aton shisha. Rashi, from this pasuk we learn you need six people being involved in a kevis, in the korban atomid. See Rashi. V'aruch ulamali d'chsibah and kahuna lemute hefshif and ituach ukehuna devenosnu legufei. And I, why do you need a kohen by the nosnu b'nei Aaron? Right, tell me that the lo tema kivin lo miak v'kapara lo siboy kahuna. I need for the eish a separate kohen. To tell me that even though it's not something in its gufa korban and it's not ma'akiv kapara, still you need a kohen. Because I would think, what you need a kohen mikabola the eilef? Only those things that are either gufa korban or ma'akiv kapara. But if it's neither, then you don't need a kohen. Kamash malon, even the putting of the fire, which is not the gufa korban and it's not a ma'akiv kapara, needs a kohen. With the goli bod the boy kohuna. But now that I know that you need a Kohen, even if something is not Makiv Kapara after the Kabbalah, Koshkin, you need a Kohen by something that's Begufa Korban. Even though it's not Makiv Kapara. The Al Korchach Lamute Kasli, so must be now, that Pasuk comes to me mind something else.
Shaton Shisha, right? Need six Kohanim working with it, because it says two Kohanim twice. Says, right, Hos Sidur Shnei Gizrei, and by Kuna, V'nosnu L'gufei, right, says V'nosnu, right, that, the H, V'nosnu HaKohanim, that's her H, V'nosnu, I need Kohanim, to tell me the H, for the reason we said, V'orchu, now what do I need V'orchu? So that tells me two, B'nei Aaron is another two, HaKohanim is another two. So these words don't come to tell me you need a Kohen, because that I know already. And there's no Havamina to say that Arichas HaNesachim doesn't need a Kohen if Arichas HaEish needs a Kohen. So what do you need? B'nei Aaron, Shretzikovi Orchu, B'nei Aaron, HaKohanim, right, by the Arichas HaNesachim, you don't need it to tell me you need a Kohen. Because that I would learn from the Sinus HaEish. So what do you need it for? To tell me, L'madnu, L'kleh, Shaton Shisha. To tell me that you need six people being involved in the Avodah Satomid. Shaton Shisha, Habasar B'chanisha, V'hakir Bayim B'echad. The Eivorim, you have five Kohanim, and the inside's another Kohen. Okay. Omer Av HaMenunah. Kashile Rabalaz or Hai Bivan Abakar Ksi, Uben Abakar Esum Vyarboa boy, right? Lakhara, right, this Pasik is not talking about the Tle. It's talking about a par. And a par needs 24 Kohanim. Right? This Pasik over here, Venichale, Hoda Mishani Lehochi, Allah Aitzim Ashila Aish, Kroy Seru, Toksi Vidasnu Aish, the Orchu Aitzim, the Orchu Nesachim, Lamali, Su Alha Aitzim Ashila Aish. The midrash way the honey vav kohanim utzrichlu ledover shenemr bo eish the eitzim umesbeach the eish ledover shiskati lochem lemaroch leseder eitzim the eish umesbeach bishvilo. So in that case, he said this pasuk you can't learn that you need six, because this pasuk is talking about what's it called porim anisrothim. That's what this pasuk is mentioned. The orchu ben yaron akohanim esha eish is not talking about the korban atomid. It's talking about what's it called? One of the parim of par what's it called? The parim anisrofim. The which pasuk is it? Ben Abakar. Shochad is Ben Abakar lefnei Hashem. So it's going on what's it called? On a different ola, completely different ola. Not on the Korban Atamid. No. This it's a different pasuk. It's right. That Ben Abakar, and that's not a tleh. Right. That's going on Stam and Ola. That's that comes from Par. And the Par needs 24. So you can't learn from here six. The Nichalei, and he answered. It says Al Ha'etzim Asher Al Ha'esh Asher Al Mizbeach. Why do you need all these things? Eitzim, Asher, Eish, Ezeo, Dover, Shenem, Bo, Eitzim, Eishim, Mizbeach. What thing is the first thing that you put the Eish on the Mizbeach, and the carbon goes directly on the Eish? There's no other carbon there before it. The only thing is the carbon atomid. So therefore, that pasuk, right, is going on the carbon atomid, and Omer is a tleh, and that's a tleh, and there it's what's it called, it tells me you need six, like Rashi said. To be met, Retzikov, to tell me that not only the what's it called, the what we're talking about, but that which is Al Ha'etzim Asher Ha'esh, where there's nothing else before it that's matzit between it and the Eitzim, which is the Korban Atomid, Shel Shachar, also needs what's it called, needs six. So that's the Ribuy of the Orchu, the Ne'ar and Akohanim, is going on what it says in the end over there, Asher Al Ha'etzim Asher Ha'esh. Haviyomer zekler tomit shel shachar his kikoch akosu bolam areches eitzim chadosha b'chol boker. Only by the korban atomid did you have to put new wood on the mizbeach every morning. The eish al mizbeach tukad bo the hach moktos sidur hamarochehi, that is making the bonfire. That's before you do the korban atomid. Kivetani l'kama peregimel ubir aleha kohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. Ba'orach Aleh Ha'ola. Ba'omar Mar Ha'ola Ola Rishona. That's the Korban HaTam, it's the first Ola of the day. Aval Shar Kabbanos Lohus Kikula Chidish Barocha. Other Kabbanos, you don't have to make a new bonfire. Use the bonfire that you had there already. V'hanach Eitzim Ve'esh Dechsiva Be'bed Boker Lav Latsruche Sidurei Atzmo. Ela Mishum Da'dai Lo Nemra Parsha Sidra Marocha Aksuva B'tzav Esarom. The Khan Hiskula Dabe Vitzorche Ola, the Hutzuch Lomar, Heyach Tinosin, Kosov Lokakan, Venostu Eish, the Orchu Eitzim, the Asila Maroch, the Shachris Koi. Here, even though it's talking about Ben Bakr, a regular Ola, but we didn't know yet the halacha of putting a Maroch, what's it called, the Eish Amaroch every morning. That's in Tzav. This is in Vayikra. So here it hinted to me the fact that there's a carbon that you're going to have to put new ash every day for, which is the carbon atomic, even though later on in Tzav it explains it in more detail.